going to jump right into it because she's good. We like her. And she's back. Jen Jolly, tech reporter, founder of techish.com. Jen, welcome back to the show.
Hello. It's so nice to talk with you again. Yeah. Not like anything's going on or anything.
Oh, God, no. God forbid there's nothing happening. Jeez. You know, I got to tell you right now, some of the stuff that I was reading, the articles that you sent over, it's like some of this has been it's thoughts that I've had in my own head. Okay, number one, Siri wants to be more like a human being. Two, it's going to be pretty soon that anything you can't trust anything on the internet or, you know, TikTok or Facebook, whatever, to be real, that it could be all AI generated. I'm close, aren't I?
Yes. Yeah. Three, everybody's trying to rip you off all the time.
Indeed. Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, it's nuts. Artificial intelligence has made some things incredibly wonderful. You know, you can go on ChatGPT and say, summarize this 500-page document and tell me why I should. And it'll really hang up at that. But the other thing AI has done is made it really easy to fake people, to fake voices.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, there's an estimate that by this time next year, something like 90% of everything that you see online could be generated by AI. That's pretty awful when that's news that you think is really, you know, coming from WGN and you think it's real. Or if you're on a dating app and you think you're actually, but it's this AI bot that's been, you know, trained to just suck you in and steal all of your money and, you know, rob you blind. I mean, and that's the kind of things we're facing right now.
Well, you know, I'll be on some social media platform and say some news story or sporting event or even a show business story has been breaking over the past couple of days. And all of a sudden, I'll see what looks like one of the main players in whatever story this is saying the most outrageous things about the people who are against whatever they're doing. And I'm like, that can't be real. It looks so real, it's unbelievable. I mean, not only physically, but the voice matching the, you know, the visual image, it's so outrageous. It's hard to believe that this is going to be something that is going to be, you know, permeating our lives with such depth that we can't even trust what's real anymore.
Yeah, somebody said to me last week, you mean Donald Trump wasn't talking with aliens on Mars last week? Yeah, no. It's crazy how good they've gotten, how they kiss in moments of, when we're kind of more susceptible. So, you know, you mentioned being on social media.
Yeah.
You know, let's say we're reading something that we're pretty anxious about, or, you know, we have some sort of emotional reaction to, that's when these things really hit us. And watching the things with sextortion that's happening to teenage boys especially, it just keeps ramping up and getting better and better. And the people who are already skeptical think, you know, hey, I'm skeptical. You know, so they have, I'm asking for this kind of proof, and they're showing me the proof. And it just, you know, you watch this unfold, and it's truly uncanny. A story that I published today in USA Today is about how a day that I was going on to talk with McAfee executives about their new spam detector software that launched today, I got an email that I thought was from somebody I knew within McAfee, are asking me to sign an NDA. Reporters like me were asked to sign NDAs all the time before we see products that aren't released yet. Guess what? I clicked on it. And the minute I clicked on it, I went, huh, this looks really weird. Screen grabbed it, sent it over to my friend at McAfee. And she said, oh, no, that's a total fake. And, you know, so even me, who's been covering this stuff for 20 years, can get fooled by it. It's that good.
Not only that, but if I just heard you correctly, this was right before you were going to meet with the executives from the company, and this scam approached you and said, before you do that, you have to sign this non-disclosure agreement, meaning that somehow that scammer knew that you were about to meet with the executives. That's really scary. I mean,
you know, and it wasn't, when I went back and really looked at it, they didn't mention an NDA. It was more of a sign this McAfee document. Had I, you know, I don't think I had posted anywhere that I was going to be doing a story with McAfee, but I've covered them quite a bit in the last year. It could be, you know, as weird as it was on a calendar, a public calendar of mine somewhere.
Wow.
I mean, the ways that these guys and what the engineers over at McAfee explained to me, this generation of cyber crooks, they buy and they mine leaked records from last year's 1.35 billion breach notices. This is everything from our emails, our phone numbers, our recent purchases. Then they can scan public posts on Facebook, on Instagram, on LinkedIn for trigger events, you know, vacation selfies, shipment updates, moving announcements. And then they use third-party cookies on 42% of websites to track when I'm looking at something online. So it could be, there could be a news site I'm looking at. And let's say I'm researching what McAfee's done this year, and I'm looking at other news sites to read about what other people have reported on about them. That can also, in real time, to these dark web markets and forums, and then they can then use AI and really target that scam at me in a moment when I'm moving fast and not really thinking clearly because I've got to go jump on this interview. And that's how people get scammed into the hey, pay this toll violation. They think, okay, well, that could be real.
Oh, yeah.
Across toll. Or, hey, I really might owe you, the United States Postal Service, some money. I'm expecting packages. You wonder how and why these happen to hit at the exact right time. Well, that's how.
We're talking to Jen Jolly from techish.com. We're going to take a break. And when we come back out of the break is going to be what I understand is a AI-generated country song for Dr. Pepper. Coming up on 720 WGN. That's all I'm going to play. It's labeled Dr. Pepper generated by AI country tune, and that's what it sounds like. There's way more, and it's funny, but you know, inappropriate. And unfortunately, I'm on the radio, and we can't enjoy that. It's 8:23 with John Landecker at 720 WGN, talking to tech expert and founder of techish.com, Jen Jolly. Before things get wrapped up here, what's going on with Netflix? I've read that they're redesigning the whatever that is that I look at, the screen and how I am going to access my film. What do they do? Is it another example of them like analyzing my past and then shoving it down my throat?
Okay, so crazy enough, we are having a windstorm where I live right now, and so I missed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
About Netflix.
Are you okay?
No, yes, absolutely. And I figured it was really just the tech gods, you know, they're not happy that I'm bashing a little bit on AI right now.
Yeah.
You know, because you know they're listening. But no, were you asking me about Netflix?
The Netflix changes that are coming.
Well, first of all, why fix what's not broken? But
exactly.
The Netflix change, right?
That's
we
exactly what I thought.
We finally get used to, yeah, first thing I thought too. But the signal that they're sending with these changes are, hey, using AI. They are using artificial intelligence they're covering it up and messaging it as, hey, this will make your user interface, your UI, easier, better, more streamlined. They're talking about using your moods to help beyond aesthetics. They'll know your mood. How are they going to know your mood?
How would they know my mood?
They can't know your mood. They're going to guess your mood based on your viewing habits.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, right? This like, is getting, are they going to take, I mean, are they going to take my temperature, blood pressure, and perform a colonoscopy? I mean, how far can this go?
I mean, unless they're feeding me some bonbons, they have no idea what my mood is.
Right, of course.
And rubbing my feet and washing my windows at the same time, yeah. So I think this is a big AI play. I think they're really trying to say, hey, we can now guess better because of artificial intelligence. We know a lot more about you than we used to, and we can guess better at what you want to see on your screen. Will you want to see the entire closed caption, or will you want to see only closed caption with what the words are being said, not that there's some sound or song behind it?
Right.
You know, they also tried to make it look a little less cluttered. They want it to just feel very easy to look at, easy on the eyes, easier to scroll. They will learn your habits and remember your habits a little bit better. So they'll stop, you know, pitching Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fights to me personally, and it'll be a little bit more... So that'll be good. I mean, it will remember me versus my daughter versus my husband a little bit better. So All in all, it surprised me. I was people to cover that they were raising all of their subscription prices. It has surprised me that they've done that and there have been as, you know, like fewer people leaving, but they're really coming out on top. They're really happy. You know, people are happy with them. They're fine to pay a little more money if it means no commercials. And they're fine kicking their roommates and their family off of their Netflix accounts and making them pay for it themselves.
That's right. Yeah, I knew that was one of the changes. I haven't noticed anything on my screen yet. So I'm waiting for it. But I mean, it already asks me, you know, like, dislike, you know, you can click a box. Then there's always this thing below like, well, if you enjoyed this, maybe you'll enjoy this. You know, I mean, they're already doing that. But I'll be on the lookout. We've only got a couple of minutes left, and there's so much stuff I wanted to get to with you. Pick something that's that you want to go with. Of all the stuff
we have to talk. We have to talk about the eyeball scanning orb. We have to talk about that because it is weird and it is.
Give me the eyeball scanning orb. Okay.
Okay, so Tools for Humanity has launched these. It looks to me like a crystal ball. It's about the size of a crystal ball you would hold in your hand. You look into it, and it can tell by taking some measurements of your face. It uses temperature. It looks at your iris. It can tell if you're a human or not. It can tell if you're a dog. It can tell if you're a robot. Verifying proof of human, they call it. Now, this is Sam Altman of ChatGPT. This is his latest side hustle.
Got it.
The reason why this is important is going back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago, 90% of what you see online could be generated by AI. We have to have something in place to make it so that we know online whether we're talking to a human or not. So this is the first step in that, but you know, you think, okay, why would I give an orb my eyeball? Basically, like, why would I let it know my iris pattern? What could possibly go wrong? And the whole discussion starts from there. I mean, it's crazy.
When you say
it's the world we're moving into.
When you say an orb, where is the orb? Is the orb on the internet? It's in already. It's not something you hold in your hand, is it? I mean, it's not like, what is the orb? I mean, you follow what I mean? Where is it?
Great question. In six cities, San Francisco, LA, Miami, Atlanta, Austin, and Nashville. Mm-hmm. It is coming to Chicago very soon. Within, I would say by the end of this year, you will have like a very slick looking, they call it the World Store, they don't even call it a World Store, they just World. And you'll walk in and you'll be able to scan your iris and prove that you're human. And then that proof, that identity, it doesn't live with the world.org. It doesn't live with that company. It lives on an app on your phone.
Uh-huh.
So Then if you want to go into Razor is one of their partners, or Tinder, Match Group. Like, if let's say you want to go on Match.com and you want to make sure that that person you matched with is a human, you'll have a little check mark. You'll be a verified human in wherever you move around online.
Hey, we're out of time. Sorry. You got to come back again real soon, Jen. You know, I'm so nice to know that I'm going to be a verified human. Unless this orb wants to argue about it. Hey, watch that weather out there or whatever is going on. Stay safe if you got storms going on.
Yeah, thanks.
And thanks for being with us. That's Jen Jolly.
Thank you so much. It's always
anytime,
a pleasure.
Anytime. She knows her stuff. Founder, reporter, techish.com.